The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello and welcome to Today in Sports Betting for Wednesday, September 14th. I'm your host, Doug Reed. You can find me, as always, on Twitter at Doug_Reed34. That's R-E-I-D 34. Always open to comments, thoughts, feedback, questions you have. Hit me up in DM and we can chat. This is a Sports Ethos presentation. If you haven't checked this out already, go to sportsethos.com. That's ETHOS.com. You can find our packages there. We have lots of daily podcasts, baseball, football, basketball, wagering, fantasy advice, lots of articles, lots of free stuff. And also for our members, you can get the Wager Pass, which is what I'm part of, for all the handicapping tips for $15 a month. And in that, you can also get access to our Discord, which I think is a great tool. Every night, somebody's in there, some of our handicaps, some of our members, and feedback, comments, thoughts, angles on games, fantasy advice as well. So it's a great tool to use whether you're wagering or playing fantasy sports or just a sports fan in general. And at $15 a month, I think you're getting a steal of a deal. For a few dollars more, you can get a lot of our fantasy advice as well. If you are into fantasy sports, even handicapping, check out our baseball MLB Today podcast hosted by Joe Orrico on Twitter. He's at Joe ORRICO99. Does a fantastic job doing a daily fantasy baseball podcast, but get lots of angles. And if you're fantasy football, we're really ramping up the fantasy football side and our football side in general. Check out JP Sticko's Fantasy Football Today podcast. You get wagering angles as well. He also does a Sunday morning, YouTube start sit kind of update before the games. On Twitter, he's at JPSTICCO. So check out both those guys on their Twitter handles, on their podcasts. And we're really ramping up this fall. Ton of college football coverage, ton of NFL. Basketball obviously will be huge for us. Going to hit the NHL in a couple months or a month or so when it starts. And baseball for the rest of the stretch run and into the playoffs, which I think are going to be fantastic. Finish excited. Few divisions still up in the air. Wild cards certainly still up in the air. And lots of great stuff going on. So check us out at sportsethos.com. Going to get into the games today. Skip the early games. Got out this little late, so we're just going to do the evening games. First game is at 6:40 in the East, and we have the Phillies in Miami. You can get the Phillies at -130 in the money line. The home Marlins +110. Total here 7.5. Juice to the under at -115. You can get the Phillies at +130 on the run line. Phillies start Kyle Gibson, who's 9-6 in the year, 145 and 2/3 innings, 4.57 ERA, 1.28 WHIP. 43 walks and 118 strikeouts. Kind of doing his usual Kyle Gibson thing. Looks good for a few starts, looks bad for a few starts, and he's been pretty shaky lately. On the other side, the Fish go with righty Edward Cabrera. 54 and 2/3 innings, 2.63 ERA, 1.08 WHIP, 27 walks, 59 strikeouts. Having a good year for this young pitcher. I think it's going to be a long-standing member in their rotation for the next number of years. If anything, I would look to the Fish here. +110 isn't a huge number. Gibson's just been too inconsistent. The problem is the Marlins just don't hit, hence the 7. If you have a bad, a struggling pitcher in Gibson and a good pitcher in Cabrera, and you still see a 7.5 run line. So the challenge always with taking Miami is, are they going to get any runs? And Gibson could shut them down, but Gibson could also get lit up and give up 4 or 5. So games to stay away from me. If anything, I might lean to Cabrera and the Fish. Maybe a first 5. Take them on a decent money line price. But generally, games to stay away from me. Next game is in Washington, where the Orioles again travel just a short distance to play the Nats. You can get the Rotos as the favorites at minus 145. You get the home Nationals plus 125. Total here, 8. Juice to the under again at minus 115. And you can get the O's at plus 110 on the run line. Baltimore starts Kyle Wells. They're ready, 96 and two-thirds innings, 3.91 ERA, 1.13 whip, 69 strikeouts on the year. And lefty Patrick Corbin goes. His 6-18 record, 141 and one-third innings, 6.3 ERA, 1.71 whip, 120 strikeouts. So as usual, I'm on the fade Patrick Corbin train. The challenge here in the first five, the O's were over 2.5. And I think they can get there. I'm just not 100% sure. Corbin's pitched a little better lately. I don't think he's rebounded. Everybody says he's kind of found something, and I'm not really sure that he has. So in his last, he had a couple good outings where he shut down the Mets, one earned run over 7. He shut down Cincinnati, which doesn't say much, one earned run over 6. San Diego, 2 earned runs, 5 1/3. But his last outing against Philly, 6 2/3, gave up 12 hits, 5 earned runs. So what I'm on in this game actually is the first five game total over 4.5. So I think the O's can get to Corbin, and I think the Nats bats, who have been a little better lately, can get to Wells. In his last few outings, he's went 2 innings, got pulled early against the Jays, gave up 1 earned run. Prior to that, against Tampa, 4 1/3, 4 earned runs. Against the Yankees, 5 innings, 5 earned runs. Against Tampa again, 5 2/3, 3 earned runs. Against the Angels, 4 innings and 3 earned runs. So he's been giving up a few runs. And the Nats bats seem to be not playing out the string. So hats off to them for actually having a decent September, decent in relative terms. They're still a struggling team. So I think you combine those two offenses with Patrick Corbin and Wells has been giving up some runs. The total here is 8.5 in the game. But I am on the first five over 4.5. I got that at minus 105. So anywhere, I would go minus one, up to minus 110, minus 115. Orioles and Nats first five over 4.5. Next game, an AL East battle. And Tampa is in Toronto again to face the Jays. You get the road Rays at plus 100 in the money line. The home Jays at minus 120. Total here is 7.5. Juice to the under at minus 120. You can get the Jays at plus 180 on the run line. Tampa sends Drew Rasmussen, who's been having a great second, a good year, but a great second half. 122 and two-thirds innings, 2.57 ERA, 1.04 whip, 113 strikeouts. He's going a little longer in the game. Still doesn't go that deep, but now he's getting into the 5 2/3, 6 1/3 kind of range. Jason Ross Stripling, who's pitched much better at home and having a good year as well. 113 innings, 3.03 ERA, 1.01 whip, and 98 strikeouts. On this one, I'm actually on the first five under, total of 4. I got it at minus 105. So first five, I saw a few at my 3.5 plus money. I didn't want to touch that. I will take the under 4. So if they hit a 4, at least it's a push at minus 105. I think this is a good. This is a sneaky pitching duel. The Rays bats have not. Rays been playing well in the last 6 weeks, but the Rays bats have not been super hot. And Stripling pitches better at home, and Rasmussen has been doing really well lately. So I like this as a low scoring game. Total 7.5. Juice the under minus 120. Looked at that. If it was more uneven or if that got up to 8, I'd definitely be under it. But minus 120 on the full game, I'm going to stay away. So I'm going to take the first four under, first five, sorry, under 4. Next game, we have, we are in New York where the Cubbies are still in town. Cubs come in at plus 175 after their huge victory yesterday when they were, I think, a plus 300 underdog. Plus 175 in the money line. The Mets are minus 210. The total here is 7.5. Juice to the over at minus 115. And you get the Mets at plus 105 on the run line.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Cubs and lefty, veteran lefty Drew Smiley with 98 and a third innings, 3.57 ERA, 1.2 with 84 strikeouts. And the Mets counter with lefty David Peterson, 98 and two thirds, 3.47 ERA, 1.33 whip and 117 strikeouts. I'm not on this game. It's just I like the Mets. Smiley's been pitching well, so I could see him shutting him down. I looked at a strikeout prop, but I think it was at about 5, 5.5. The Mets do strike out, but the question with Smiley is just how long he goes. You know, if he gets through five innings, I'd maybe be surprised. I could see him getting to five, but not much more. So staying away from that. -2. I like the Mets, but not at -210. The run line at -105, maybe, because that's some plus money. But really, probably, the game's pretty much a stay away from me. The next game is the greatest, one of the greatest, if not the greatest, rivalries in baseball and certainly sports. The Yankees in Boston to face the Red Sox. You get the Yanks on the money line at -130. The home Sox at +110. Total here is 9, typical Yankees-Red Sox game. Expect to be lots of runs. Juice to the under at -120. And you can get the Yanks at +125 in the red line. Nestor Cortez comes in, 135 innings, 2.73 ERA, 0.95 whip, 135 strikeouts. Having a great year, but it's really slowed down in September and late August. Brandon Bello, the young righty for the Sox, goes just 37 and a third innings, 5.79 ERA, 1.74 whip, and 36 strikeouts. Now, in this game, what I'm on, I like the Yankees. I like Cortez. I know he's been struggling a little bit, like I said, lately. But he hasn't been getting crushed. You know, his last seven starts, he's given up three earned runs twice, two earned runs three times, one earned one once, and zero earned runs. He's faced the Red Sox just once, 3 2/3 innings, gave up four earned runs. Bello hasn't faced the Yankees at all. He's been, I'd say, pretty average. His last outing against Baltimore, 5 1/3, gave up three earned runs. But prior to that, against Texas, six innings, no earned runs. Prior to that, he gave up four innings, three earned runs in Minnesota, five innings, two earned runs in Toronto, four innings, five earned runs in Toronto, four innings, five earned runs to Tampa, four innings, four earned runs to Tampa. So his ability to give up runs, the Yankees' bats seem to have woken up lately. So I do like the Yankees, maybe the run line at +125. But what I'm on is the first five Yankees over 2.5. I think they can get to Bello for three runs. I got it at +115, so happy to get a plus price there. So I'm going to be the Yankees. I went in their first five yesterday and lost, but I'm going to go back to the well, and I think they can get to Bello, who's been giving up, you know, his seven MLB starts this year. He's given up 300 runs or more in five of them, and one he gave up 200 runs, and it's just that one six-inning outing against Texas where he didn't give up any. So I think he can give up 300 runs or more to the Yanks in the first five. Next game, KC in Minnesota. And we get the Royals +175 on the money line, the home Twins -210. Total here is 7.5. Juice to the over at -115. You can get the Twins at +105 on the run line. Interesting angle here. The KC sends Zach Greinke 114 and 2/3 innings, an even 4.00 ERA, and a 1.34 whip and 66 strikeouts. And we'll get to him in a second. So those numbers are not great, certainly not Zach Greinke-ish, but not terrible. But I'll get to some breakdown in a little more detail in a second. Sonny Gray for the Twins, 110 and 2/3 innings, 3.09 ERA, 1.14 whip, 108 strikeouts. So having a very good year. I like Minnesota here, but not at 210. Instead, what I'm looking at is maybe the run line. I'm looking at maybe the Twins run line, first five run lines, .5 runs. I got to basically win by run. I get that at -130, a little bit better than the -210 in the full game. and considering the Twins' run line plus 105 on the game. And the reason is Zach Greinke's home and road splits are amazing to me. At home, his ERA, 1.93. On the road, his ERA, 6.33. At home, his whip, 1.12. On the road, 1.59. 54 innings he's pitched on the road to 60 and two-thirds at home, so close to an even split. So in 54 innings on the road, he's given up 74 hits, 43 runs, 38 of which have been earned. At home, in 60.2 innings, he's given up 58 hits and 13 runs, all of which were earned. Much better pitcher at home. The Twins are still battling. The Royals are playing out the string with their young guys. So I like the Twins in this game. Lean to maybe a first five run line. So they need to win by one at minus 130. And lean to the Twins on the run line for the game at plus 105. Third last game of the night is in St. Louis, where Milwaukee is hoping to keep this a race. Because unless they start winning and beating the Cards down the stretch, I think they're too far back. But they're going to have to really step it up. And the Cards are going to kind of have to collapse. But the Brewers came in at minus 125 favorites. Home Cards at plus 105. Total here is 7, so obviously pitchers do expect it. Juice to the under at minus 115. And you can get the Brewers plus 140 in the run line. Brewers and Corbin Burns, who seems to have righted the ship, had a couple terrible outings against Pittsburgh and Arizona of all teams. 172 innings, 2.93 ERA, 0.98 whip, 214 strikeouts. So having another great season overall. Veteran Adam Wainwright, who I think just turned 41. 173 innings, 3.33 ERA, 1.22 whip. And 134 strikeouts. Now, I'm not on this game. I would lean towards Milwaukee. Let me just pull up the splits for these pitchers because Wainwright has struggled a little this year against the Cards. He's faced the Cards four times. He's given up. Last outing was great. 9 innings, just 1 earned run. Prior to that, 4 2/3. 4 earned runs. Prior to that, in May, 5 innings, 3 earned runs. And then back in start of the year, early April, 4 1/3 and 4 earned runs. On the flip side, Burns has been fantastic against the Cardinals here. 3 games, he's pitched exactly seven innings in each of them, so 21 innings. He's only given up 8 hits and 1 earned run, 3 walks, and 27 strikeouts. So he's been really dominant. I just hate going against the Cards bats. So if anything, I would lean towards the Brewers, maybe a first five money line, or maybe the one minus 125. It's a little steep. If it were minus 110, minus 115, I could see me being on it. Probably stay away from me, but I lean the Brewers here. Second last game of the night is Oakland, and they're in Texas. Two teams playing out the string. The A's come in at plus 140 in the money line. The home Rangers at minus 160. Totally are 8.5, juice to the over at minus 115. And you can get the home Rangers at plus 130 on the run line. My angle in this game is I'm looking at Oakland's first five over 1.5. So just to go over the pitchers, let me back up a little. Oakland sends J.P. Sears, their young lefty, 21 1/3 innings, 2.53 ERA, 1.36 whip, and just 11 strikeouts. Not striking out a lot of guys and giving up too many base runners. Dane Dunning for the Rangers, they're ready, 143 2/3 innings, 4.39 ERA, 1.44 whip, and 144 strikeouts. He's been pretty average, I would say, all year. And Oakland's bats have woken up a little bit. Dunning, in his last few outings, he's given up. It's only 1.5, so you need to get two. Oakland needs to get 2 runs in the first 5 innings. And Dunning has given up 2 or more runs in 6 of his last, in his last 6 games, he's given up 2 or more runs, including 5 to Boston, 4 to Colorado, 3 to Seattle, and then 2, 3 to Toronto's most recent game. And then he gave up 2 to Houston and 2 to Oakland. In all of those games, he gave up, he only pitched 6 innings against Oakland. Other than that, he pitched 5 or less. And even in the Oakland game, he gave up those 2 runs in the first 5 innings. So in his last 6 outings, he's given up 2 runs or more in the first 5 innings. Now, yes, a little better offenses are going against, but against Oakland, he went 6 innings, 4 hits, 2 earned runs, 3 walks, 4 strikeouts. But like I said, he gave up those 2 in the first 5. Oakland's bats seemed to have woken up a little bit. Had a big game yesterday. Had a big series in the weekend where they scored some runs. They're not necessarily winning a lot, but their bats are getting to the opposing team's pitcher. So I'm looking at Oakland over 1.5 in the first 5. I'm also looking at the first 5 game total over 4.5. Texas is about league average. The batting average, I think, is 11th or 12th versus lefties. Their OPS, or their on base and slugging is about league average against lefties. And Sears has really not enough track record yet to really analyze what he's been doing. But recently he's been giving up a few runs. Two innings against the White Sox, gave up 6 earned runs. 6 innings against the O's, gave up 2. The Yankees, 6 innings, gave up 3. As long as it was last 3 starts, he's been giving up some runs. Texas has the ball ability to hit the ball out of the park and get a couple runs. So I could see the first 5 over 4.5 in this game. Looking at that, not on it yet, but definitely looking at that and leaning to the A's first 5 over 1.5. Last game of the night is in Arizona, and we have the Dodgers in town. They are starting their young pitcher, the young righty, Michael Grove, just 9 1/3 innings, 4.82 ERA, 1.82 whip, 7 strikeouts. Not enough data there to really analyze it all. Zach Davies on the hill for the D-backs, 116 2/3 innings, 4.09 ERA, 1.26 whip, and 89 strikeouts. Now, I like the Dodgers, obviously, to win this game. They come in at minus 130, the home D-backs at plus 110. So it's a pretty tight line for what you would think is a Dodgers-Diamondbacks game. Total 9, juiced evenly at minus 110. And you get the Dodgers on the run line at plus 125. I'm actually looking at the Dodgers' first 5 over 2.5, and I got that at plus 105. So Davies has been pitching well. He's pitched 3 times against Dodgers this year, though, and this is why I'm on the first 5. He's gone 5 1/3, 4 4. So 5 1/3 gave up 3 earned runs. 4 innings gave up 5 earned runs. 4 innings gave up 3 earned runs. Now, granted, those were back in May. 2 of the starts were in May, and then 1 was in April. So he's righted the ship against the rest of the league, but the Dodgers have gotten him. The Dodgers get to everybody. So high total here at 9 on the game. And I see the Dodgers even at minus 130 in the money line. I mean, the Dodgers can beat anybody regardless of who they have out there. And Grove is a good young pitcher, not a great prospect, I don't think. But he has the ability to go out and throw, 4 or 5 innings and then let their pen take over. And their bats, I think, can beat anybody. So maybe 130 in the money line. But I think I'm going to go first 5 Dodgers over 2.5, thinking they can get to Davies for a couple runs. So it's a quick rundown of the games today. Hope there's some – I got a few first 5 totals. Little run line action maybe with Minnesota over KC. And hopefully there's some angles or plays that you like to make some money on. Before we go, I also want to remind you of our partners at Manscaped. If you go to manscaped.com and use the code HOOPBALL20, that's HOOPBALL20 time at checkout, you get 20% off your order and free shipping. And again, as I said earlier, if you haven't already, check out our football guy, JP Stico. That's at JPSTICCO. And our baseball podcast host, Joe Orrico, at Joe ORRICO99 on Twitter. Great guys. You can hit them up, ask them questions, and check out sportsethos.com. Get a package, get in our Discord. You can talk to JP, you can talk to Joe, you can talk to all of our handicappers as well. We got a lot of stuff going on there, and our Discord has really been hopping lately. So check us out there. Hopefully got some plays that you like tonight. Hopefully we can make some money, and we will chat with you tomorrow.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.